This is City Lights on WABE Atlanta. I'm Lois Reitzis. If you've been downtown in the past week, you may have seen daffodils blooming from Woodruff Park to the campus of Georgia State University. This is not the work of a master gardener. It's a call to action. To learn more, I spoke with Daffodil Project founder Dr. Andrea Vitalevsky and Georgia State University First Lady Laura Voisinet. Here's Andrea.
Well, the Daffodil Project is a project of Am Yisrael Chai, which is a nonprofit Holocaust education and awareness organization. We developed the Daffodil Project, which aspires to build a worldwide living Holocaust memorial by planting 1.5 million daffodils in memory of the 1.5 million children who perished during the Holocaust and in support for children who continue to suffer in genocides and other humanitarian crises around the world today. The idea of the Daffodil Project came from the actual daffodil itself, which is yellow and is symbolic of the yellow star that the Jews were forced to wear during the Holocaust. So that's how we came up with the symbolism. The daffodils are, you know, yellow is also the color of remembrance, and the daffodils are resilient because they return each year after a dark winter. They return with beautiful, bright yellow color, giving us that sense of hope for the future.
So it's a worldwide initiative.
Yes, yes.
How did Atlanta become involved?
Well, we actually started the Daffodil Project right here in Atlanta. So it's grown. The initial planting took place in the fall of 2010 at Congregation Beth Tefillah with the initial planting of 1,800 daffodils. And since then, it's grown every year. We've planted many daffodils in Atlanta and surrounding areas here in Georgia, in many different states nationally, and also other countries, including Poland, Israel, Canada, the Netherlands, the Czech Republic, and Germany. So far we've planted a total of about 390,000 daffodils, of which, thanks to the wonderful support from A.J. Robinson and the City of Atlanta, Central Atlanta Progress, 250,000 of those daffodils are planted right here in Atlanta. And we developed what's known as the Ribbon of Consciousness, winding its way from the Center for Civil and Human Rights to the King Center.
Laura, how did you become acquainted with the project?
Well, as everyone knows, Georgia State University is ensconced in downtown Atlanta, and our campus abuts Woodruff Park. And I don't think there's a single person connected to Georgia State who hasn't walked along Woodruff Park and noticed those beautiful, shining daffodils in blossom and wondered themselves, you know, probably thought that there was just a master gardener at work, not realizing that there was a much deeper story at play. And I have to admit, I didn't make the connection myself until I attended Central Atlanta Progress's annual meeting last spring, and our dear friend here, Andrea Vitalevsky, received the 2016 Downtown Turner Community Leadership Award, and I heard her story. I was mesmerized by it and captured by it and thought that somehow that we could combine with her and have a partnership between the Daffodil Project and our university.
So have students been planting?
Yes, we've actually planted 5,000 daffodils. It was incredible. Laura wasted no time in getting in touch with me. And in November, we planted 5,000 daffodils at Georgia State University.
And now they're blooming.
Absolutely.
They're just coming into bloom.
They are sprouting from the earth. For anyone who is downtown, you'll see them right alongside what we consider the front door of the university, Centennial Hall, on the corner of Cortland and Auburn Avenue.
You mentioned that in addition to honoring the memory of those children who perished during the Holocaust, that the project hopes to bring awareness to children who are suffering at the hands of brutal dictatorships, genocide in other countries around the world. How can you get the message out about what these gorgeous flowers in our midst represent? Do you hope to have plaques or educational material?
Yeah, we do have a plaque, and that's what unites every garden and every partner around the world displays the same plaque, which kind of explains the project. And one of the quotes on there from Elie Wiesel is, how can a person, whether secular or religious, not be moved by compassion? And how can anybody who remembers remain silent? So that's really our message, and we really want to get that message across to the next generation that we need to stand up, we need to speak out now more than ever in the world where there's such hatred and crimes against humanity and other humanitarian crises unfolding every single day. It's important for us to take a stand. This is a project of action that begins with planting, but somehow when these daffodils come out of the ground, they just remind us of our obligation to uphold justice, to speak out, not be a bystander in any situation.
Laura, I know you do not take a top-down attitude, so I can picture you playing in the dirt and digging and planting. Is there any wish for the greater community to become involved? Would you like other Atlantans to join in?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, I even though we had our planting in November 2016, just a couple months ago, it's just a drop in the bucket. And I can imagine this becoming an annual tradition on our campus. We have many, many more places where these daffodil bulbs could be planted. At the event, it was partially a hands-on and action-oriented project to do, but it was so much more than that because, as Andrea said, it's awareness, it's education. And I think for young people, that education really comes into play more so outside the classroom than inside the classroom. So having an event where they're using their hands, they're engaging their hearts and their minds together in concert in a real tangible event. And it brought together because they aren't just shoveling dirt and planting a ball, but we talk about it. There is education within the program. So I think that's the epitome of something that engages our young people, and they'll send them out forward from there talking about it and remembering it and committing to human rights more generally and globally.
You know, we have been encouraging various schools, colleges, corporations, the whole gamut of different people have become partners in this project. We have some curriculum out there, Holocaust education curriculum, genocide awareness, human rights curriculum, and we're finding more and more schools very interested in the topic and just kind of broadening the whole aspect of the project in that way.
Well, what a beautiful way to honor the tragic loss of life with rebirth and the rebirth of spring. Thank you very much and congratulations.
Thank you, Lois.
Thank you.
You can learn more about the Daffodil Project at wabe.org/citylights.